out of all of Edgar Wright's movies, there's a few music videos and things I haven't seen, but if we're just talking about his like feature length movies and not his TV shows and all that other stuff, short films, music videos, all that stuff. I think that Hot Fuzz is definitely his best film. I don't watch it that often, but I still feel like maybe there's something about Shaun of the Dead that still kind of like deserves a lot more credit than I give it. I think everybody else gives it a lot of credit, but I don't know why. For some reason, I just don't watch it that often. I'd probably put that second. And then it's like almost every other movie he's done really are so close to me. I don't really... I mean, I would say probably Baby Driver is probably third, but right behind it, like right there, is Scott Pilgrim and World's End. I guess I'd probably put Last Night in Soho right there with those two. I don't really know if I feel like it deserves to be any lower than those, but it's hard for me to say that it's any better than any of those three. Those three are like so good.
So that's World's End, Scott Pilgrim.
World's End, Scott Pilgrim, and Last Night in Soho. I guess if I had to put them in order, like I said, I'd do, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, Baby Driver, Scott Pilgrim, then The World's End, and then Baby Driver, Last Night in Soho. But I mean, like I said, those last three are so close. It's not even worth ranking them. They're just like, for to me, they're all really good. They're just kind of like not as good as those other three I said.
So it's like a tier more than
anything. Yeah, like a tier. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
What about you, Matt?
So this is odd because I automatically knock points off of movies that give me joy.
Off?
Yes, off. I like dark, brooding, kick you in the gut, kick you in the balls. We are going to rip your heart out kind of movies. I just like that. That's just me. So, is Last Night in Soho, from my perspective, his most perfectly executed movie? No. Is it my personal favorite of his so far? Yes, I think it is.
Jeez.
Personal favorite? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big statement, so that's good.
Now, the movie that I think that he made that I also thoroughly enjoy, which did make me happy, but I also think was his most well executed for what it was attempting to be, was Hot Fuzz. So I'm going to put that second. Then it's going to be Scott Pilgrim. Then Shaun of the Dead. Then Baby Driver. Then The World's End. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not of his feature films, no.
Yeah. But yeah, I know that I made a bold statement there, but you know, screw it. I think that Last Night in Soho is my favorite of his movies so far.
Yeah, I'm not too far from you. I do agree with Jason that Hot Fuzz is his perfect movie. But to me, it is actually also the top is a tier in the reverse to Jason. I feel like Hot Fuzz, Scott Pilgrim, and I would rank them in that order. I give them all eights, but like Hot Fuzz would be first. Scott Pilgrim would be second. Last Night in Soho would be third, but they're all eights. It's just on a spectrum there. Because I do feel like Scott Pilgrim and Hot Fuzz are closer to perfection than Last Night in Soho as far as like what he was trying to do with them.
Yeah.
And then below that, I like The World's End, and I guess Baby Driver. Yeah, I mean, that's the second tier, basically. Like, they're both good movies. Like, The World's End is maybe, I like it slightly better than Baby Driver. I rated them both sevens. But I have some issues with Baby Driver, more so than The World's End. I just felt like The World's End wasn't, even though it's The World's End, wasn't as consequential as some of his other movies.
That is a very good way of putting that.
Yeah, but that was like the whole point of it.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but yeah. Just out of curiosity, like what are some of the like surface issues that you have with Baby Driver?
For one thing, I'm not crazy about Baby. Like I'm not crazy about that performance by whatchamacallit, Ansel. I was also like, I actually liked him better in West Side Story, but I still think he's not amazing. And I guess he's got some issues, like some accusations against him. So maybe we won't see him in the movies very often. But I don't know. I don't think he's that charismatic or that interesting. So just that's a casting issue right there. And, you know, the love story there and stuff was kind of sappy.
It's incredible.
Sappy, but to some, incredible, I guess. I don't know. It was very generic. Like, the only thing that was interesting about that movie is the music and the action and the car scenes. The actual way that plot. You use
the music into everything.
But the actual plot was very generic. Like, there was nothing about it was that interesting. And even just, yeah, what's his face? Kevin Spacey, even though he's good, he's not a good match there for me. I don't know why. Yeah, I can't explain it, but it's just, maybe if I'll give it a second shot. I just felt it was also a bit too polished. Like, it was a bit too clean. Needed to be a bit more dirty, that movie. It was shot like it was a Disney movie.
Well, like, by the way, Baby Driver.
Except for the shots.
Baby Driver is actually where Edgar Wright used the most digital cameras of any of his movies to date, too. So just putting that out there.
And it's mostly not the camera work. It's the lighting and the color scheme and all that stuff. Yeah. It just felt a bit too clean and sweet. So it's like little things. And but World's End is the complete opposite. It's completely solid, and I love the characters. I love the acting. I love the jokes. It's just that it wasn't consequential. So for completely different reasons, they're both average in my book. So that's why I would put World's End slightly higher. And Shaun of the Dead, I never really... It's a good thing he made Hot Fuzz, because like seeing Shaun of the Dead, I never understood why people thought that was such a... an amazing movie. Maybe because it was like an indie movie that was done for like very little money or something. And you know, they kind of reinvented a genre and a spoof of it. I guess I'm just not a horror guy. So I didn't like it and I didn't find it very funny. So it was, that's why Hot Fuzz blew my brains out, because it was just so much better. So Shaun of the Dead to me is like the bottom of the list.
Huh. All right.
I like what you said about World's End, because I really like that movie. I think it's a really good conclusion to his, like, they call it the Cornetto trilogy or something like that. It's a good way to kind of cap off those three movies. And it's great seeing the cast that they get together in that one. But I like what you said, because despite all the things it has going for it, for being a movie that's about the entire world coming to an end, like you said, there's something that doesn't quite feel like that's what it's about. You know, it doesn't quite hit that tone for some reason. I'm not even really sure why. You know, I think that at the end of the movie, they, you know, spoiler alert, but they, you know, they kind of show that a lot of the world has been kind of like decimated or something like that. And it just doesn't even really feel like that matters that much.
Well, because it technically doesn't, or at least what that movie is about is friendship. It's about like that, and if you just make a movie about friendships and a bunch of guys getting together and bar hopping, that's not enough to be cinematic. So it feels like it was just taped on the whole, like, when on top of that, the world's going to end and there's going to be some crazy creatures in the end that are going to show up from out of nowhere, which I dock some points off there. Like, there might have been a better movie if he just didn't go that route, but I don't hold it against them because it is a comedy. So it's okay to be off the wall. I just feel like you could have just done a solid, better movie that's just about friendship, you know, and make it funny. But but it wasn't that movie. So that's why it was average. That's why it wasn't an 8. but where did you rank Shaun of the Dead, Matt?
I think it was above Baby Driver and The World's End.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just curious. Oh, so you're also not a big Baby Driver fan.
I liked it. I mean, I don't think Edgar Wright's made anything that I said, oh, geez, full miss. You know, awful. He's remaking The Running Man, so I guess that's going to be fun. But,
yeah, I saw that.
It really didn't do a whole lot for me. I mean, it looked, well, like you kind of said, you know, not perfect. John Hamm was fun, but John Hamm is always fun. Ansel Elgort. can you invent a less attractive name?
Yeah.
I guess the fact that Amber Heard's lawyer in the Johnny Depp trial is actually named Rottenborn. I'm not shitting you. His name is
Rottenborn. I know it is. I know.
but he was not all that compelling. It was one of those things where you felt like you, I guess with Baby Driver, you've got the best director, you've got the best traffic cop in the world, and you know, not that much to actually support what he's doing, you know.
It almost felt like the kiddie version of like Ronin or like one of those movies, you know. Like it just felt like it's a heist movie. Like they pull off, or like Heat for that matter. They pull off jobs, and there's crazy nice camera work, but it feels like a kiddie movie compared to those movies. It just feels like, even though the actors are there, Kevin Spacey, John Hamm, you would think like you can make that serious, but the tone is just, it's like the teen version of those movies.
I don't know what you guys watched. That's like,
I don't know. That's what it felt like. The
characters are extremely compelling, like from John Hamm and I cannot remember the actress that plays his girlfriend, but she's outstanding.
Lily James. Lily James.
No, John Hamm's girlfriend.
Oh.
She's also Lily James is also excellent. Obviously, I'm not, you know, nothing against her, but I was talking about the other one.
Isa Gonzalez.
Yeah, her. She's very good. But anyway, there's so much when you try watching that movie again. That's all I'm going to say. Just try watching it again. Like, there's so much about Jamie Foxx's character and John Barenthal's character and all these people that it's not right out there for you to see. It's, you just really got to listen to what they're saying. You get so much of their backstory with so little time devoted to fleshing out these characters. And same thing with Baby and his roommate and just all the different facets of the story I found so interesting. And I think that Edgar Wright has always had good music incorporated really well into his movies, and somehow with this one I think he just kind of knocked it out of the park, the way he takes the music. And I think he even said something about when the movie came out, he mentioned that Tarantino has famously said, don't write your soundtrack into your script because you never know what you're not going to be able to get, or something like that. But like when he was making that movie, he absolutely wrote every song into the script because he had a vision for exactly what these scenes were going to be like as an audible experience, you know, and everything. I don't know. All I'll say is give it another shot. Like I think that's definitely one of his better films.
Yeah, I think the critics are sort of with you because it got like an 86 Metascore, where Last Night in Soho got like a 65 from the critics.
That surprises me. I would have thought Soho would be a little higher.
No, I guess Soho didn't click with some people. But obviously I'll give it another shot at some point. I guess it's just one of those things. I if nothing else, the thing with the music and stuff, it's admirable, but it's also gimmicky. Like, because it repeats, and even though it's nice to look at, it doesn't make or break a movie. Like, you need more than that to have a good movie. You need a compelling plot, casting, and characters, which, even though there are some good actors in this, I just felt like they were not. In general, I just feel like Ansel feels to me like the Anakin cast. I feel like he's just what's his name? Christian, I forgot.
Hayden Christensen.
He's just tall, impressive, but uncharismatic. He's just not. He almost pulls it off as Tony in West Side Story, but not quite. I honestly think West Side Story would have been a better movie with different casting. And I'm not trying to put the guy down. He's a solid actor, and I'm sure he can do a good job with many, many roles. But I just am not sure that he's a lead actor type of dude. I don't know.
He's the Baker Mayfield of actors.
I don't know who that is.
football fans will understand the reference. He's adequate, but not going to take you to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
There you go. I was like scrolling on his page on IMDb. Did you know that this kid, Ansel, whatever his name is, he is 6'4"? Guy's a towering beast.
I think that's why he got cast in these roles, because they thought, oh, he's tall, he's got to be charismatic.
Enormously tall.
That's sometimes translates to charisma, but not always.
I hear what you're saying. I just mean, like, that's crazy. Like, I some of my tallest friends I know are like 6'3", 6'4", like right around that range. He does not appear that tall. When he's standing next to Lily James, she must be on the Apple box.
Well, that happens.